This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Didier Nicholas.
So good morning, everybody. My name is Didier Nicholas. I'm with, thanks for joining our podcast. I'm with Roxy. She owns a company called Moodlash, and we are going to find out a little bit about what she does, and we're excited that she's able to join us here. I actually said good morning, but it's in the afternoon.
It's daylight savings. It's got the best of all of us.
Yes, I like that attitude. So, Roxy, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. So let's get into this and kind of, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about what you do. Tell us about your business.
Sure, of course. So Moodlash and Beauty is located in Lake Mary, Florida. And we are a collaborative beauty salon. So what makes us unique is we have a team of professionals that specialize in various beauty services. And they have the freedom to work the hours that they want, to charge the prices that they want as independent beauty providers, but in a team-like atmosphere. So I like to say it's the best of both worlds because we love the community feel of the salon and being able to refer one another clients and business, but while still maintaining the independence of a sole proprietor.
Wow. Well said. I like that. And so tell us about your journey. I mean, how did you get involved in this business?
Well, sure. I would say I found my love for the beauty industry working in retail, dealing with women who are always trying to look and feel their best. And there is power in that. So once I enrolled in school, I will be honest, I didn't know exactly where that was going to take me. But upon graduation and learning about lash extensions, I just fell in love. I just, providing the service can just send me in a trance, and I can, provide this incredible service that's going to empower a woman, make her feel absolutely beautiful, and, enjoy the process as well. Once I worked as a provider for a couple of years, and I fell in love with entrepreneurship. I started the business. 2020, Moodlash and Beauty opened up in its first location, and we just grew and expanded and continued to add team members until we required a bigger space. So in fall of 2023, we relocated, and we've added more team members and now can provide even more to our customers, and it's just wonderful.
Well, congratulations. I love how your baby steps, how you started and what you're giving back and what you're providing, in terms of your services. And you're just taking one baby step at a time, but you see your business growing and helping others. And absolutely. So I think that's so powerful. So in every business, Roxy, there's so many myths or misconceptions about every industry. Do you have any in your industry that you would like to share with our listeners?
Misconceptions. I would like to say that there is no standard to beauty. And you can be as creative. There are no rules as to what, the standard of beauty is. And we here like to provide custom services. So whatever your expectation is as a client, we're here to provide that to you.
And I really took away from what you said, no standard to beauty. It's kind of like a mission statement.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That one right. Goes back eons, but it's true.
No, I really like the way you said that. You put those thoughts together. So everyone's so busy, as business owners, we're always busy. We're on the go. So what are some of the things that you like to do for fun?
Well, when I am not here, doing something for my business, because you know, as an entrepreneur, there's so many moving parts. You're not off when you leave the salon. But I love to dedicate my free time to my two little ones. My daughter is going to be 5 this summer, and my son turns 6 in February, and they are just a ton of fun, endless energy. And so we definitely stay busy, whether it's staycations or discovering new things to do in Orlando, new plant-based restaurants. We're vegan, so we just love to explore and find new fun foods to prove to people, of course, that plant-based can be delicious too.
Well, absolutely. And so with that being said, anything that you want to kind of leave with our listeners about your business, something that kind of like sets you apart from everyone else?
Sure, of course. So, you know, a phrase I used to use that I've since retired is enhance your look with lash extensions. But truly, it's lash extensions are more than an enhancement. They allow you to express yourself creatively through the work of beauty. And so if blue lashes or brown lashes or green lashes are your thing, we have that for you.
So you
it's
have
more than an enhancement.
There you go. So you have something for everyone, basically.
Absolutely. And we have an all-inclusive business model. We love people, we love community, we love networking, and we would love to service you.
Wow. And for our listeners too, we're going about to wrap this up. So if you can share, how can people get a hold of you? Your website, phone number?
Of course. So our website is moodlashbeauty.co. Our Instagram is at moodlashbeauty. Our Facebook and TikTok is at moodlashbeauty. So it couldn't get any easier to find us.
I like that. Make it simple and consistent, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you so much, Roxy, for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwindermere.com. That's gnpwindermere.com. Or call 407-783-8320.